An international team of explorers are heading to Antarctica to investigate a massive iceberg that split away from the Larsen Sea ice shelf last year. The researchers will also try to find the wreck of the Endurance, which sunk in 1915 as part of an ill-fated expedition headed by British explorer Sir Ernest Shackleton. George Horsington is the project director. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you very much, Patricia. Good morning.
So the Larsen Sea iceberg is one of the largest in the world. How do you explore something so massive?
Well, we've got some underwater robots that have upward-looking sonar. So the robots can free swim in the sea, go under the ice shelf, and then take sonar readings and photographs of the underside of the ice shelf, which is one of the least explored parts of the planet. Literally, very few people have seen the underside of these ice shelves. The ice shelves are giant floating glaciers that are hundreds of meters thick and cover thousands of square kilometers of Antarctica, actually 1.5 million square kilometers of Antarctica.
What are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for evidence of melting. We're looking to see whether the calving event of this very large iceberg, which is called the A68, it's a trillion tons of ice, is this a normal natural phenomenon that occurs regularly, or is this evidence of the recession of the Larsen Sea ice shelf and its possible collapse? Two neighboring ice shelves, the Larsen A ice shelf and the Larsen B ice shelf, sort of catastrophically collapsed within the last 25 years. And when they disintegrated, they collapsed very quickly, very suddenly, and very unexpectedly. And scientists aren't really sure whether this is a sort of a natural phenomenon that has occurred in the past, or whether this is a sort of a recent and a more worrying trend that's new and unusual.
So paint me a picture. Who's going? How many people? What does this expedition look like?
Right. We have a 120-meter-long ice-breaking polar research vessel called the SA Agulhas II, which is owned by the South African government and supplies their Antarctic base. That has a crew of about 30 seafarers. Then we have a team of 36 scientists, technicians, sonar specialists, marine biologists, glaciologists, geophysicists, oceanographers, who'll be taking all sorts of measurements using the robots, using other scientific instruments that they deploy into the sea.
So how long will it take you to get there? And once you get there, how you'll run this operation?
Okay, so the vessel will leave the South African base at Sanai, which is on the eastern side of the Weddell Sea, and it will then progress to the western Weddell Sea, to the Antarctic Peninsula. It will head southwards down the Antarctic Peninsula. That will probably take 15 days, and we'll have 15 days of research around the Larsen Sea ice shelf and the hopeful site of the Endurance, and then we'll have another 15-day voyage back. So the total time from the South African base to the location and back will be 45 days in January and February next year.
What are the dangers of this kind of expedition? Because there are still pretty significant dangers with this kind of work.
Yes. I mean, the biggest risk is that we don't get there, that the ice is too thick, that the vessel simply can't cut a path through to the location, which happened to another research vessel earlier this year. The ice conditions vary significantly from year to year, from location to location. So we'll be using drones and we'll be using satellite surveys to try to find the safest and best path through the ice.
It's interesting you say that. I'm imagining that the other expedition that tried to get through this path also used the same drones and satellite information. It's not foolproof, clearly.
None of it's not foolproof at all. I mean, a lot of it depends on the ship. We have a larger, more powerful ship, and a lot of it depends on luck, depending on where you are at the time and how the conditions are at the time.
How do people prepare for this then? What's the preparation for an expedition like this? Because it is, you say, about luck, and you have to be prepared for all sorts of conditions, pretty frightening conditions. I've spoken to other people who've worked on expeditions, and it's not exactly a cruisy path of work. So how do you get people prepared psychologically and physically?
Well, I think the psychological is everyone's very, very excited. This is new science. It's science that needs to be done. There's a lot of big unanswered questions. And so I think psychologically people are fortified for that. And then in terms of survival training, there are, you know, standard marine survival courses. In terms of safety, the vessel's a very modern ship. It's a large ship. It has a doctor, a very well-equipped hospital, medical supplies on board. So arguably being on a ship like that is much safer than being on land in Antarctica. You see a lot of land-based missions where, you know, people are very vulnerable. But we're on a big, well-designed, hopefully very safe ship.
Just moving to a history lesson, if you can indulge us. What is the story of the Endurance?
So Ernest Shackleton was planning the first crossing of Antarctica via the South Pole. So he planned to transit from the Weddell Sea southwards to the Ross Sea in 1914. He left just before the First World War broke out and got special permission from Sir Winston Churchill as the First Lord of the Admiralty to undertake the expedition, even though conflict was imminent. They sailed to South Georgia, but as they went into the Weddell Sea on the eastern side, the ship was trapped by ice. It was a big wooden Norwegian vessel, and it was trapped by ice and carried around by the currents of the Weddell Sea with the people still on the ship. From about January, it was trapped to November. In November, the ship was crushed and overridden by the ice and sank. And Sir Ernest led the crew and the team of researchers over the ice. Then they took the lifeboats they'd salvaged from the ship and sailed to a place called Elephant Island, where they built a camp. And then four of them took one of the lifeboats another 1,000 miles, navigating only with a sextant to South Georgia to find rescue for the ones who'd remained at Elephant Island. And on that part of the expedition, they all eventually, after four rescue attempts, made it back.
What do you know about the area that you're looking at?
Well, we've got some survey data, we've got maps, we've got, for the Endurance site, we've got very, very good diaries of many of the participants in the expedition, and the chief navigator, Frank Worsley, was excellent at recording positions of the sun as to where the Endurance was when it sank and up to the time of the sinking. He was an outstandingly good navigator. So we're hopeful that we have a good understanding of where the wreck will be.
And how much work has gone into this? Because it's been, what, more than 100 years after it sunk. How much will you rely on the lessons of the other attempts at this and the other work that many scientists before you have embarked on?
Well, we've got a very, very experienced scientific team. We've got scientists from the University of Cambridge. We've got scientists from the University of Canterbury in New Zealand, oceanographers from the University of Cape Town, and we've got some marine biologists from Oxford. So we've got a very, very experienced team, most of whom have worked in Antarctica before. So there's a lot of planning of maximizing the utilization of the vessel's equipment and maximizing the time so that we can do a lot of simultaneous operations and gain as much information as possible in what, you know, it's only 45 days, so it's going to be quite a, hopefully we can achieve all the things we want in that time.
And why now, more than 100 years after it's sunk? Does the timing have a particular significance?
We were very fortunate to receive funding from a charity in the Netherlands. And, I mean, the glaciologists and the marine biologists have been itching to do this work. There aren't that many polar research vessels around, and funding for science is always a battle to get sea time on the ships. So I think once we came up with the concept, we tried to maximize the amount of science that we can do on the expedition.
For somebody like you, how much of your time is spent actually working towards just trying to get the funding? As you said, you've got funding from a charity. How do you work towards that? Is an incredibly large part of your job just working on that?
Well, now the funding's in place, the large part of my job is the planning and the organization. We've got a lot of different academic bodies to coordinate, but a lot of different logistics, particularly with getting the equipment onto the ship, getting the people to the ship. And there's many... Many, it's like a Swiss watch. There's many cogs and wheels that all have to come together to in perfect unity.
On a very personal level, what has been your own history of exploring in this part of the world?
Well, I have a background in managing and chartering vessels, so I'm more a mariner and a marine person than an Antarctic person. So this is my first Antarctic project.
Are you nervous about it?
So it's very exciting. Oh, I think excited and nervous. I think the most important point is that we get the science done. And obviously, we've got plan A and plan B and plan C so that, you know, whatever happens, and there will be uncertainties and there are a great number of unknowns, that we can come back with good science and you know, deliver good research.
Yeah, of course, it's all about the science. Is part of the collection of that good research and good science I mean, if I can put it in a sort of global contemporary debate framework, this is a pretty important time for science, isn't it?
It's a really important time for science. And the expedition will be looking at some of the big questions about climate change, about global sea level change, about the impact of that climate change on the marine environment and the organisms that live there.
Thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you very much, Patricia. It's great to talk to you.
Good luck with the journey. Of course, George Horsington is the project director of an international team of explorers heading to Antarctica to investigate a massive iceberg and also looking for Shackleton's ship, the Endurance, which went down in 1915 after hitting ice. This is RN Drive. Up next, it's The Drawing Room.